Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast by Praise Prayer for our Sunday worship. Good afternoon. We're going to have our doxology, and then we're going to go into our devotion.
I'm honored to be along. I've helped thousands of people start their own.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so thankful and grateful to be back on our radio broadcast for our church service on today. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I just give him all the praise and glory on today. I magnify his holy name on today. I give God all praise. God deserves all praise, not just some of it, but all of it. And I just give him praise and glory today. Well, I'm going to get ready to go into our devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 22. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, oh thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. Thou trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh laugh me to scorn. They shoot out their lips. They shake their heads, saying he trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a raven and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a pot stirred, and my tongue cleaves to my jaw. And thou hast brought me into dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, and the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stared at me. I have just read you from Psalms 22, from the first verse down to the 17th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word.
You never knew you would fail. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's the pain. It is not your fault. It is not your fault. It is not your fault. I believe it is not your fault. I don't know it right. You never knew you'd be broke. You never knew. You cried the tears that you cried. You never knew. You lose the things you love. But I heard it was say, I have the new. I have the new. That's your fortune. You have. That's your fortune. Be abundant. Oh,
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come, hallelujah, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Lord, we just come just giving you all the glory today. We come magnifying your name on today. We come glorifying you, Lord. We come lifting your name up today, Father. We just come thanking you right now, Lord. And we give you glory. We give you praise on today. Father, I come right now asking you to move me from myself, Lord. And I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today. I ask you today, God, in the name of Jesus, to send your anointing today, God. Send your anointing. Send your anointing today, Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to put a shift in this atmosphere today. In the name of Jesus, put a shift in the atmosphere, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, shift it, God. Send your anointing, God. Send your word on today, Lord. Send your anointing, Father. Send your holy word today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, where your anointing is present, it's present to heal, it's present to deliver, it's present to set free on today. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to take over and take control of this service, this worship service, Lord. I have no knowledge, no power of myself. It's only by you, God, that I do and live and move and have my being in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to take control, Holy Spirit. Take control, Holy Spirit. I don't know anything without you. I'm asking you now to bless everyone, God, that's up under the sound of my voice, God. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. Keep them all covered in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, you know, hallelujah, you know everything, Lord. And I ask you to look down and have mercy today, God. I ask you for the word that you want me to preach today, God. I ask you today to preach through me today, God. I ask you to let this vessel be used, God. I'm just asking you today to show up, God, and show out, Lord. Somebody need a word today, God. We need a word today, God. And I don't have it on my own. You got to give us a word, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And I'm just thanking you for using me for this opportunity to preach your word, to minister, God. I ask all these things. I bind up the strong man. I am the strong man today. Now, in the name of, was it every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, every familiar spirit, every unfamiliar God, every incubus, every succubus, every spirit house, every, I cast you out. I come, go the spirit of infirmity today. I bind you up right now. I cast you out. I command you to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, from our lives and from this radio broadcast. Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. I mean, so let it be. Amen. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity today to be on our radio broadcast for our worship service on today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised on today. This is the part right here is our testimony service, and thank God on today. You know, it's some things going on. It's some things happening at this point in time. I don't really care what's happening and what's going on. All I know is how good God is. God is such a good God, and I have just to give him praise and glory to him. I just have to magnify his holy name today. I just thank God on today for an opportunity to say something for him, all that he do for me. I just thank God for this opportunity to say something for him. God is so good. I don't care. Sometimes we struggle. Sometimes we go through trials and tests and tribulations and pain and all these kind of things. But you know what? God always show up. And God always show out. So I just thank God today for him showing up in every one of my situations and in every one of my circumstances. I thank God today. I thank God today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy. Hallelujah. The enemy don't never stop coming at you. You got to keep on. Just like the enemy keep doing what he got to do, we got to keep doing what we got to do. I don't care what it is, what distraction he's trying to throw at us. We got to keep on praising God. We got to keep on lifting his name up. We got to keep on worshiping God. We got to keep on calling on the name of the Lord. I just thank God on today. God is such a good God. You know, my testimony is that he woke me up this morning, and I'm still in the land of the living. And I just thank God today that I'm standing on top of the ground and the ground not standing on me. I just thank God today. God, you know, he's truly a good God. He's truly a great God. I just thank God today. God is so righteous, and he's so loving, and he's so kind. I just thank God today. You know, I can only speak for myself of what I've been through, what I'm going through. God is good, and what all I'm going through, he's teaching me. He's teaching me. Instead of teaching me and teaching me, I thought I had learned a lot, but it seemed not. God is study teaching me, study talking to me, study teaching me things, study showing me things. He don't always just say this is this is this. He take me through some tests. He take me through some situations, and he teach me through everything that I go through. So I just thank God for the opportunity to go through, because with every time I go through something, it's a teaching moment. And I thank God for that, for God and the Holy Spirit teaching me. I just give God praise. And it's always a time that he can talk to me. I just thank God today. Just thank him for the little bitty things that I call little bitty. I thank God for that. He don't have to do nothing for me. When I say nothing, I mean nothing. He don't have to do nothing for me. But I thank God that he just looked beyond all of my faults, and he me. I thank God for that. He don't have to do this, but God do this, and I thank him for it. I praise God for it. You know what? I can make up every excuse to do anything else that I can make excuses. But God's not accepting them no more. He's not accepting them anymore. And believe me, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell it just like he give it to me. I'm tell it just like he said. I'm going to say just what he tell me to say. And I thank God for that, because it's somebody that because they're getting money, and because they want to have a big head, and because they want to be somebody, may just not say it like it's supposed to be said. You know, but I got to do it. I don't want to say something because I might offend somebody. I'm going to say it just like God said, tell me to do it. I got to do it because God is my Father. I don't want to end up like these priests and preachers and all this stuff, even in the Word of God, how they was lying on the Holy Ghost and doing all kind of stuff. I just thank God that he gave me strength enough to just know that he's God, and God all by himself, and he can do just whatever he want to do, and I better say it right. So I thank God on today for him waking me up this morning, starting me on my way, just giving me a sound mind, you know, giving me all the activities of my limbs. I thank God today. God is so good, and he's so worthy to be praised. I'm not going to hog all the time because I'm telling you, it just seems like I got so much to say, so much to say, so much to say when it comes to testifying, because God been good to me. You know, it's a lot of things I'm going through right now, but it ain't nothing God can't handle. Nothing God can't handle. When I tell you, all I got to do is just cast all of my cares upon him that careth for me, and he'll handle it. I thank God. Is there any more testimony? Let's see. God is a good God. I'm going to play another song, and I guess we could.
Trouble with you, man, I am.
testimonies before we go on. Let's see. Man, I just thank and praise God for the opportunity to testify. We're gonna get ready. I'm gonna take me into my preaching. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Let me get something in there now. We are going to it. I won't let it play the whole time.
What?
just come now, God. Just asking you today, God, to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we stretch our hand to you today. For no other help we know, God. We need your word today, God. We need your guidance today. We need your leading today. Father, I ask you to teach us and minister to us on today, Lord. We need you, and we cannot make it without you, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we need a word from you on today, God. And in the mighty name of Jesus, now take over, Holy Spirit of God, and take control. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. And I thank and praise God for this opportunity. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. We're going to be coming from Psalms 91 on today. Psalms 91. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Not going to hold you long. Just going to talk a little bit about God's secret place. God's secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, as I read over this and studied a little bit, I know this secret place, this 91st Psalm is between David, Solomon, and Jehovah, between David, Solomon, and Jehovah. And as they went through it, was going through it, which I'm not going to read the whole thing. They was kind of talking to each other, just kind of talking a little bit about it. And they was kind of talking about the circumstances that they face in life, even the circumstances that we face in life. We facing some of the same circumstance, the same circumstances, because David said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, some of us have a different secret place, I'm sure. We all don't have the same secret place, but the secret place is up under the shadow of the Almighty. But, you know, David had a firm belief. Everybody don't have a firm belief in the Lord that he could not be shaken by what he saw, heard, or what he went through, or what he experienced. He was certain, sure, and positive, and convinced that he was in that secret place. He was assured in his heart that he was in the secret place, in his heart and in his mind, that God was going to cover him. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation was, no matter whatever thing going on in life, he was sure that the Lord promised was true. He was convinced that he would see them fulfilled. I don't care how long it took. I don't care what happened. He was convinced. He was convinced in his spirit, his mind, his heart, that he was in the secret place. And the secret place was under God. And God was going to do what he said he was going to do. If we in the secret place, this is a secret place that we all need to be in, that we all should be in. And I'm not going to go too far, but Solomon comes right back and says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. In my God, in him would I put my trust. This is Solomon, David's son. This is a blessing because it's between David, Solomon, and God, and Jehovah. And they just going back and forth, telling about their secret place. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you today, but I know I have a secret place. I know I can depend on God to do what he say he going to do. He didn't say everything was going to be easy. He didn't say we weren't going to have no bad days. He didn't say everything was going to be on a good note. He didn't say, you know, things wasn't going to go wrong and we weren't going to shed no tears. He didn't say that. But for everything I named and more, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Up under that shadow, it's a lot of different things. Up under the shadow of the Almighty is a place of safety, for one thing. I don't care what you're going through. When you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, it's a place of safety. Sometimes, or most of the time, we're in trouble about something. But when you abide up under the shadow of the Almighty, you're in a place of safety where trouble can't find you, where the enemy can't see you. I don't care what's going on. You're abiding up under the shadow of the Almighty. I don't care what try to attack you, what enemy try to come for you. He can't pass God. He can't go past Jehovah. He can't do nothing. He got to deal with Jehovah. He got to come through Jehovah before he can get through you. Because when you up under the shadow of the Almighty, you can depend on that. You can depend on that. Up under the shadow of the Almighty. Can't nobody penetrate that. Can't nothing get through that. Nobody, nothing. But we got to be in the place of safety. We got to be up under the shadow of the Almighty. We got to be right there. Psalms 46 and 1 say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. Don't you know God's going to help us? I don't care what kind of trouble it is. It can't get through God. It can't get past God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what issue it is. I don't care what circumstance it is. I don't care what situation it is. It cannot go through God. When you're in the place of safety, when you're up under the shadow of the Almighty God, nothing can penetrate it. Nothing can penetrate it. For in Psalms 27:5 say, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. Shall he shall set me up on a rock. Yes, he shall set me up on a rock, on that spiritual foundation. He's going to lift us up in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 14:26 says, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, in his children to have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. His children shall have a place of refuge. And then up under the shadow of the Almighty, it's a place of deliverance. See, he promised us to deliver us. It's a place of deliverance. 91:3 says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noisome pestilence. Satan is the fowl. He is the one who will try and steal and kill and destroy. He is out to steal your peace. He want to steal your joy. He want to steal our happiness. It's not under the Almighty, out of the Almighty. If you not in the place, if you not up under Jehovah, I don't know about you today, but I want to stay in God's secret place. I want to be right there in the secret place of the Most High. Will be the holy secret place where the glory cloud is, where God's glory cloud is. In the name of Jesus. This was the priest. Anybody that was a priest could only go in the holies of holies. But up under this new covenant, all believers in Christ can come before the throne boldly, hallelujah, and get up under the holies of holies and dwell in the secret place of the Most High and be in the place of safety and be in the place of deliverance. We don't have an excuse today because Jesus died so we can be right in the secret place of the Most High, that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we can abide up under his protection. Jesus died so we can go into the place of safety. Jesus did, just you know, the Father's only begotten Son died so we can have and go in God's secret place. In the name of Jesus, he died that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High. In the name of Jesus. I don't know about you today, but I want to stay right there in the secret place of the Most High, in the mighty name of Jesus, in that place that the enemy can't touch me, in the name of Jesus, in that place where he can't steal my peace, he can't rob me of my joy. I want to stay right there in the secret place of the Most High, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm so glad today that God sent his only begotten Son to die in the name of Jesus so I can dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that I can abide right there. I'm so glad today. I'm so glad that he shed his blood, that I can be in the secret place, that I can be him in the place of deliverance, so I can be him in the place of safety. I'm so glad today. I'm glad that trouble might come, but trouble won't stay. In the name of Jesus, I'm glad that I can be in a place of promises fulfilled, that every promise God made me going to be fulfilled. I'm so glad they fulfilled because he sent Jesus. They fulfill him because he went from judgment hall to judgment hall. They fulfill him because they whooped him all night long. They fulfill him because they pierced him in the side and blood and water come screaming out him. They fulfill him that he died on the cross in the name of Jesus. They fulfill him because they buried him in a borrowed tomb. And it's fulfilled that the Father raised him up on the third day in the name of Jesus with all power. All power in his hand. It's fulfilled. It's done in the name of Jesus. It's done in the name of Jesus. It's done. It's done. It's finished in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus that he rose on the third day with all power in his hand. I thank God. Say to God, the Lord said, 1,000 shall fall at the right side and 10,000 at the right hand. But they can't touch us because Jesus died. Jesus died. Jesus died and rose on the third day. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. I thank God for my secret place. I thank God for the secret place of the Most High. I thank God for that secret place. I thank God today. I don't care what trouble looks like. I don't care what issue it is. But when you got the secret place of the Most High that you can abide in, that stuff ain't nothing but let it roll off your back like water rolling off a duck back. I thank God today. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can hear the Lord say, this is the word. Hallelujah. Your secret place. Keep your secret place close to you. Keep that in your heart. Keep it in your mind. So when issues come, you can go to your secret place. You can go to the place of safety. You can go to a place of deliverance. In the name of Jesus, knowing that every promise that God made you will be fulfilled. I thank God. I thank God for this word right here. I thank God. Sometimes we have to be reminded. I thank God today. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I thank God. Hallelujah. I give him glory. I give him praise, the word of God. For the people of God, I just give God praise. We're going to go into our prayer, our altar call. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you today for your word. We thank you for this secret place. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you right now, God. We give you glory and we give you praise on today. Hallelujah. Father, we come just repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And we praise your name. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover them and their family. Cover them, God, in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels on today all around about them to protect them, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we just thank you right now, God. We thank you that we can come around the altar together, God, in the name of Jesus, in our hearts and in our minds, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now that we leave in every issue, every problem, all of our troubles, every sickness and every disease right here at the altar in the name of Jesus. Because we have that secret place in the name of Jesus, he's going to hide us from every one of these things, every one of these situations, every one of these problems in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory today. We give you praise. I ask you to bless men, women, boys and girls all over this earth, God. Bless every apostle, every prophet, every bishop, every pastor, preacher, teacher, evangelist, a priest, rabbi, missionary. Lord, I ask you to bless them and their families. In the mighty name of Jesus, encamp angels all around about them to protect them. Those, the ones that you call and ordain, God, bless them right now. Bless those, God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Bless those, God, in the name of Jesus, that see not the trash can. Bless those, God, in the name of Jesus, that's saying negative things and doing all kind of negative stuff, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to let something make them come running, asking what they must do to be saved. In the name of Jesus, bless those that standing at the crossroads, God, and don't know which way to go, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to protect your people, God, and let them be in your secret place of the Most High. Let them be in the place of safety today, God. Somebody's in trouble, God, and somebody needs you today, God. Somebody's in trouble, God, and in the name of Jesus, they calling on you, God, and they can't say nothing, but they need you, God, and I know you see them, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch them in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to intervene in every situation, in every issue, God. Do it for them, God. Somebody needs you behind prison walls. Somebody needs you in the mental hospital. Somebody needs you today, God. Somebody is standing outdoors, is getting shut out and don't have nowhere to go. Somebody can't pay their bills, God. Somebody needs you today, Lord. I'm asking you right now to cover them. Let them abide in the secret place of the Most High today, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, God. We need to be and stay in the place of safety, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today. We give you glory today. We give you praise today, God. And we lift your name up today, God, in the name of Jesus. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I thank you, and I praise you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. We thank and praise God for this opportunity to be on our worship service on the radio broadcast on today. I just give God glory. I give him praise on today. I thank him for allowing us to be in the place of safety, hiding up under his wing. I don't know about you today. I don't know if you ever had to be in that place of safety, be in that, dwell in the secret place of the Most High. But I have. And I'm telling you, it's a good place to be. God will cover you. God will protect you. He'll sustain you when you don't think nobody there, when you don't see no way. God is right there. He's right there, and I'm so thankful today. I'm just so thankful today. God is a good God. He is a good God. Hallelujah. And when you look back over your life, where God has brought you from, when you look back over it, I don't even see how y'all could even be quiet. God has been so good to each one of you. God is a good God. And I just know this, that I can only speak for myself. That I can only, because see, when I stand before God with all that I do and say, when I stand before God, he's going to only judge me for what I do and how I do it. He's going to only judge me. I can't speak for nobody. I can pray for you. But I can't stand before God and say, well, I prayed for her. No, You got to pray for yourself. Oh, I testified for her. No, she got to testify for herself. Oh, I said this for her. No, she got to speak for herself. When you stand right there before the mercy seat to get judged, or God say whatever it is, it's only going to be you. Ain't nobody else going to be there but you to stand by yourself. And he going to judge for every deed, good and bad, whatever you did. And whatever you do for God. And I just thank and praise God that I'm keeping on, keeping on. That's all I can say. But I thank and praise God for each one of you on here, for each one of y'all. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord say a change is coming. A change is coming. I give God glory and I give him praise on today. I'm not going to hold you. We're going to get ready to close. Let me see. We're going to get ready to close out. I had something else, but I'm not going to do it today. Father, we just thank you right now for each one that's on our broadcast. It's up under the sound of my voice, God. I just thank you right now for each one of them, Lord. I ask you to keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger in their family, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you today, God, to bless them, to keep them, in the name of Jesus. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. And we'll be right back here Tuesday. I'll be on in the morning, of course, but I'll be right back Tuesday for our Bible class, and I just want everybody to know that I love you. You all have a good day. God bless you.
Love you. Have a good day.
Love you too. Have a good day.
Love you. Have a good day.
God bless you. Love you.
Love you too. God bless you. I love you.